It's Matty Gallard for Oz Made. We're going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at Nat. And this country has got a bit of a bad case of loving Lara D. She's got some fresh stuff out. We're spinning it heaps here on Oz Made, as well as a new film clip too. She's catching up with us now, zooming in. Lara D, bad case of loving you. We are loving it here on Oz Made.
Hi.
And how's everything going with the launch? And obviously you've got a lot going around, Lara D, at the moment with the film clip and the singles, continuing to write and stuff too. Pretty busy time.
Yeah, for sure. I've just been doing a lot of writing in my own time and having my own space and stuff like that. I've been focusing on my release. Better By Myself is coming out, which I'm really excited about. This project I've been working hard on for so long. Some of these songs have been, you know, in the making for like 2 years now. So I'm really excited to put that out.
So has that timeline kind of evolved with the world as it's evolved as well? Was it always coming out through 22?
When I first signed to Sony, I kind of had like a producer that I was focusing on, you know, kind of finding my sound and someone that understands me. That was just a process of having like, you know, just hits, like literally songs after songs, and just writing and just, you know, collaborating and stuff like that. I've got literally 30 plus unreleased music, which like I'm so excited to release. It's like, it's really crazy. I also have an EP coming out in June, which I'm so excited about. At the moment, I have two previous singles that are with Sony. So that's No One and Bad Case of Loving You. Yep. And then also I'm releasing this single, Better By Myself. And so that's all together ties in with seven songs.
Awesome.
I have heaps of things like in my voice memos that I just create, like even like and stuff. Like I'm literally in the shower or like at dinner. Oh, wait, hold on.
Singing. Where's the most awkward time that a melody or a lyric has come to you and you've had to stop everything you're doing?
Probably when I'm out with my friends, like having fun or like doing some shopping and stuff like that. So just weird, because like people in the eye will be like, why is she like talking to her phone and singing? I'm like...
What was the last one that you put in there?
Recently, I've just been going on like YouTube beats and stuff like that and kind of to create something different. Like I'm trying to go for more like a Labyrinth from Euphoria vibe. Well, I've been inspired by that a lot. So
who else do you find your inspiration through when you were saying you're talking and working with producers to find your sound? What is that?
I figured out that like as an artist, I feel like as an artist, you don't have to necessarily, you know, put yourself into like one genre. So I kind of, through my music, I kind of just like elaborate and go like different genres, whether it's like country or pop or R&B, jazz. And I kind of like to incorporate like different sounds in my music. I listen to some Arabic music as well. So it's kind of like their scales are really like advanced and like it's so different to like just modernized music. So like I kind of like to add like melodies from that. It's like a whole bunch of things. And I've realized that like I don't want to put myself in a category. Although like, I do define as like an R&B artist.
To be able to put your own like ethnicity into it as well, that's like a really cool little pocket for you to own, really.
Yeah, sure. I've just been trying to like experiment with like different sounds and like different, you know, like ethnicities and stuff like that. I've got this song. I'm probably not going to say it on here because to some ethnicities, it's a rude word, but it was kind of fun. Put it in there. I use like some like Greek, like Macedonian word in one of my songs that's unreleased with DNA. So it's really cool as well. One of my songs that's going to be my EP is called Down For Me. It also has like the word Albi, which means my love in Arabic. Put those little cool things in my music.
Yeah. And with particularly Bad Case of Loving You, which we're spinning heaps, we've got obviously new stuff coming out really, really soon as well. How do you find your inspo for the subject matter and the lyrics and that sort of thing? Do you delve into personal experiences or you can kind of fabricate this imaginary sort of scenario?
Through my lyricism, I kind of like, you know, a day-to-day life, having conversations with, you know, my close friends and family and just people in general. When I have like, say, a 5-minute conversation, I kind of like just get, you know, a little bit of like their intel about their personal life. And I like writing through that. And also I've always been into creative writing in English and I used to be like really good at that. So I kind of like incorporate that into my music as well. And I feel like it does come from like a genuine place as well, because everyone can relate to it.
Yeah. And especially all of the subject matter that we've had to write with the last couple of years, like getting to know ourselves a little bit better, because we've got to spend a bit of time with ourselves and that sort of thing.
Yeah, sure.
Your hair is absolutely stunning.
Thank you so much.
What sort of maintenance does that take? And what's a hair washing day like for you? Do we have to like literally book out a part of the diary to get that all sorted?
So this morning I actually literally got out of the shower not long ago. So my hair, like if I'd done this like probably like 3 hours ago, it won't be as big. But like say on like my 2-3 day hair, it'd be like this.
Is there any state of your hair that you wouldn't leave the house in?
Myself, a couple of years ago would probably say yes, but now I really don't care anymore, to be honest.
Awesome.
I feel like because it's curly hair, like, you know, I feel like people now can understand that it's curly hair. You can't really do like a lot with it. And it's really like hard work to deal with. So I can just chuck it up in a bun and do what I can.
Now, what are we maintaining next? So we're talking about, we've got new stuff coming out, working into an EP. What about some live shows and stuff? Can we catch Lara D out just yet? Or are you going to wait till the focus is around having that body of work out?
So actually, I'm so excited to be performing at this Liverpool Council Festival called Starry Sari Night on the 20th of May. And I haven't been performing a lot, which is really sad because of like COVID and stuff like that. But awesome. I'm like excited to get back into it.
Awesome. Well, we're excited for what's coming up with Lara D. We love playing Bad Case Loving You. We're actually going to play it right now. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Of course. What's up, guys? It's Lara D here, and you're listening to Bad Case of Loving You.